Parshas Vo'era El Avroam El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov Bekel Shakai. The Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu that be'emes to the Avos he was Nezgala with the shame Shakai. Ushmi Havaya the shame Kevokke Loi Noidati Lehem. The Eibishter wasn't Noida to the Avos with the shame Havaya. And the Siva Shalom state the Taitch from them is Shakai, that name is Teva. Sha'omar lo ilomoy dai. That's the name of Kael Shakai. Now the Avos were on of such a madrega that they were able to be noyig with the klapi the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the midas hadin, without bending the rules, the Kael Shakai. Klal Yisrael was now in the Mitzrayim, and they were supposed to be for 400 years, and they were supposed to go out only after 400 years. But it came a matzav that they were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, it was necessary to take them out. The Eibishter had to create a new Metzias, the Shem Havaya, which is a new Metzias. We say in the Yudim Amidus, the first two, like a lot of Rishonim, the first two Shemois of the Midas is Hashem, Hashem. Hashem Koidum Shiyechta, Hashem La'achar Shiyechta, a new Metzias, a new Bria. That was what the Eibishter was telling him. The Avos were able to survive with Shem Shakai. But for Klal Yisrael, I see it's now necessary to make a matzav of a new Metzias that they should be able to go out. Because otherwise they're going to get Faloyrit in Mitzrayim. And every person, the Emes, from his Mitzrayim, from his Shibud Mitzrayim, has to know. Sometimes he can maybe get through with the Koiches, and sometimes you need in Gansana Mapecha. Sometimes that's what's necessary. Emes at the beginning already says in the parasha, Vayadaber Elikim El Moshe. Elikim is Midas Adin. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. The Eibishter was saying that really it's Kul Achadam. Sometimes there's an hog of Midas Adin, sometimes there's an hog of Midas Arachim. But the Emes, it's Hashem Elikeinu is Hashem Echad. It's really one. Hashem Hu HaElikim. Yudke Vovke is spelled out various Eifanim when you spell out the letters Yud, Hey, Vechule, and there are various ways how to spell it and various Cheshboinus. One of the Tzuras of how to spell it out, it comes out to be 45, Gematria 45, which is Mo. And Mo, if you spell it out, is Mem Hey. When you spell out Mem Hey, it's 86, which is Elikim. So Hashem is who Elikim? Vaidaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov. Ani Hashem. It's a different anhoga klapi the person how he's going to shtel tzudu it. Over it's be'emes, it's hainuach. Now we have here in the Hemshek HaParsha, the Eibishter says, the Arba L'shoinus Ge'ula, Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vilakachti, according to one of the Shittas in the Yerushalmi in Arvi Tzachim, which Rashi brings in Arvi Tzachim. This is the Makar, a smach al kuponim, for the Takonah de Rabbonon of Dalet Koisis. Dalet Koisis is a de Rabbonon. It's not a deraisa. Deraisa is matzis. Not dalet koisis, but there's a smach for the dalet koisis is taka from the arba l'shoinis of geula. Vaitzesi, vitzalti, vigoalti, vilokachti. Be'emes, Yitzchak, in Torah Shebiksav, you don't have dalet koisis. We have here a remez for the dalet l'shoinis. Yitzchak asked for Korban Pesach. Yaakov is bringing him Korban Pesach. Yitzchak is Torah Shebiksav, and Yitzchak asks for a Korban, and he brought him taka. A carbon Pesach. It says Vayovei leYayin vayesh. Yaakov Avinu brought Yitzchak Yayin. Yitzchak didn't request Yayin. Yitzchak is Tarish Abeksav. Yaakov, who was Tarish Abopeh, was Vayovei leYayin vayesh. Yaakov by the brachas. Yaakov brings him Yayin. That's the dalad koisus. That's the dalad the shoynus. Voitzesi vitzalti vigaalti vilakachti. Kois is gematria 86. It's the same gematria as Elikim. Kois is 86. The Yidna was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years, but we know they were only for 210. And the Chmer, the Koishi Ashibud, the Iker Koishi Ashibud was only 86. Was one Kois, 86. It was supposed to really be Chomesh Yodos. 86 times 5 is 430. It was supposed to be 430 years of Koishi Ashibud. But the Eibishter was Makdim, and there was only one Kois. And there were Arba Koisos of Geula. From the 430, 4 times 86 was taken out, and it was only left with the one Kois. And that's the Arba Koisos. For Emes, we have a fifth Kois, Veivesi, But we don't drink that kais. It's a suffix we're supposed to drink that kais. So it's kaisei shel Elio. Teku pishbi yitaretz kushis v'ibois. I'm going to say that Elio comes to drink it. But it's kaisei shel Elio. Elio is going to be machriya if we have this fifth lashon also. That's that one kais that they were in the kaisei yeshiva. The emesis, the Yerushalmi, brings another man, the Yomer, that the makar of Dalit Kaisis is not from the Dalit, the Shoinis over here. There are many sheets there, but one sheet that brings, it's from the Chaloimois of the Saramashkim. When you make the Cheshim by the Chaloim of the Saramashkim, it says Kais Parai over there four times. And that's the Arba Kaisis. The emesis over there also, it says Kais a fifth time. But it doesn't say Kais Parai, it just says Kais. And it could be that's Vaika, that's the fifth Kais, then it's a Suffolk. Rashi, Bechlaum, Sochim, doesn't even bring that. He says there's three Kais Parais. Because he doesn't count when it says it over the translation of the chalim, just the etzem chalim. And Rashi says it's three, plus the fourth one is birchas hamazon. And it's a stira in Rashi, there's a sach Torah about this in Erev Pesachim, that at the beginning of Erev Pesachim, when the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes says, v'lo yifchasu lo yimei arba koisois, Rashi says, keneged the dalud l'shoinus of geula. On Daf Kufches, over there, he brings the other pshat, and he quotes it, little different than it says it, not connected to Arba Kaisis by Paris, by the Chaloim, nor Shalish Kaisis, Va'oid Bircha Samozin. There's a lot of Torah why Rashi switched. It could be that the Gemara Vavir is going like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, on the Kuf Chesed, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that Yafimu Noshim Achayim Arba Kaisis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the man, the Yomer, that learns it out from Kais Paris. So by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rashi brings Rabbi Shua ben Levi's pshat. But the other pshat that's brought down is from the Dalud, the Shoinis, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks, L'chayre, there was also Avtocha Vayvesi, the fifth Geula. And these are stages in Geula, but there was Avtocha Vayvesi Eschem Ela'aretz Frept. The Arachayim HaKadosh, it didn't happen. The Eberster was Mavtiach Vayvesi. The Eberster was Mavtiach Vayvesi, but it didn't happen. The Dor HaMidbar didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. What happened to the Avtocha Vayvesi Eschem? The Eberster is Mavtiach from the Shoinis of Geula. So Zok the Arachayim HaKadosh, after V'lokachti, the Pasuk is Mamshech, there's a Tanai. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. And the Hemshich Veivesi is based on that. So the first four Lashonis was klar. Veitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. But the Veivesi was Musne, with a Tanai of Yedatim Keni Hashem, and whatever to understand the Madrega of the Dor Day and the Midbar, but there was a Chait, and that's why it wasn't Mukhrach, the Veivesi, and they weren't Zeicha to the Veivesi. The Rashbam in Psochim, when he says the four Lashonis, he quotes it different than the Psochim. The Rashbam writes, there's Arba Lashoinis, Voitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, Vitzalti. He puts it in the wrong order. Voitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, Vitzalti. Voitzalti is right after Voitseisi. So, they mutcher on it about it, but it's interesting, there's another Rashbam. That's the Rashbam in Psochim, Tzadi Tes, by the Mishnah of Arba Koisis. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basr, Daf Nun Ches. And over here the Rashbam says, Voitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, Vehivesi. He skips Vitzalti and Gansen, and he puts Veivesi as the fourth one. And it's the right order. And Ulai, that the Rashbam in Psochem, it's a Toys, and it's like the Rashbam in Baba Basra. And for whatever reason, Veivesi doesn't count. I'm sorry, Vitzalti doesn't count, but Akoponim, it's going with me to say that. Voitseisi, Vigo'alti, Volokachti, Veivesi. Vyeshtetak in the Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Gro in the Siddur writes, and I don't understand what he means, but this is what he says, that the Arba Lashoinis of Geula are Voitseisi, Vihitzalti, Vigo'alti, and Vigo'alti. It doesn't say Vigo'alti twice in the Pasuk, but Razoi Zokta going, that the Arba Lashoinis is Vigo'alti Tzveimo, Voitseisi, Vihitzalti, Vigo'alti, Unnochamo Vigo'alti. But warns the Gro that in the Medrash, and in the Yerushalmi, and in Rashi, in Pesachim, they all say Vilakachti. He said, it's not a kasha on him, it's a toyis atfus. So it's interesting, it's very hard to find the pircha on this goyim. I have arrived from a Yerushalmi, from Rishonim, from a Lashon of a Medrash, Alf. Oh, but the goyim kumt and zot, that's nishnase! As a toyis atfus, and the emes is the Arab of the Shoinis of Geula, it's Voitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vigo'alti. But I found him a makor, not like the goyim, I found a Rishon. It says not like the Goyin, and it's an Arabic to find the reason not like the Goyin. The Goyin is going to say he's quoting the Yerushalmi. It's a Toyes at first. Or Betzubitrof and Arishin, which they nishvi the Goyin. The Balaturim writes, Afanort over here, Voitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, is Gematria, Velo Yifchasu, Le'oni, Mi'Yisrael, Me'arba Koises, Shal Yain. Now, the Gematria gate, it's Vilokachti. It's not like the goyim. Now, the emes is interesting. The oilam asks, why daf the kosher shol yayin? Why not arba matzos, arba egoizim? There are arba matzos when we cut the middle matzah in half. If you go not like the grow, but why arba kosher shol yayin? And there's many pshatim, but like this balaturim is vayt enough ayishuv. That's the gematria. But layitchus ulayin arba kosher shol yayin. The gematria is shef tzu mit yayin. Is thus alain is the seed, but favos mit yayin. Avadas ateretz. There's another pshat that why dafki yayin is because yayin is mesamel the fact that the entire time Klal Yisrael keeps themselves separated from the goyim. V'hisha amda l'aviseinu, we say in the Seder, v'hisha amda l'aviseinu, when we say v'hisha amda, we suddenly lift up the wine. Because we're saying that it was v'shegozru chazal al yenom, that was the Shmira that kept Klal Yisrael separate, that they weren't nitma bein ha'umais, and that's proof for why an inyan of yayin, and that's the arba l'shoynis of gula. So behemshech we have the Eibishter was mafir the arba l'shoynis, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go be mevaser the gula, and Moshe Rabbeinu says akal v'choymer. Rashi says echad menach sora akal v'choymer. Hein bnei Yisrael oishamu elai. The Echish Me'eni Paro, if the Klal Yisrael didn't want to listen to me, so Paro's going to listen to me. So there's a Kasha, the Achareinim ask, it says Mefurish in the Pasuk, Mefurish. Why did the Bnei Yisrael not listen? They were out of breath from the work, from the Shvera Arbit. That's why they didn't listen. So why is it a Kal V'Chaymer to Paro? Paro is not the Avoid the Kasha. What's the Kal V'Chomer that if the Bnei Yisrael didn't listen, Koshkin and Pari won't listen? The Bnei Yisrael have a Siva because of Mikoyt Zeruach, may avoid the Kosha. So one shot I saw, you read the Pasuk differently. The Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to be Mavasar the Geula after 210 years, and the Emes is the Klal Yisrael knew that it's supposed to be 400 years. So why are they B'chlal going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Even though he comes, he says, Pakarit Pakarit, but why are they going to listen to him? It's a different Cheshbon. Teres and Moshe Rabbeinu came to them with a Shtikul Torah that we spoke about last week. That by Yemoru was Chayeim, that Yibaltu was Koshi Ashibud, the Cheshbon is Mitkazez, it comes out differently, the Cheshbon, that with the Shvera Arbit that they did, it's already, they were Yoytzer the 400 years. Over it says, the Bnei Yisrael, Loishamu El Moshe, Mikoytze Ruach, Homei Avoy the Kosha. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu Shtikul Torah, that they're going out earlier, because of the Koytze Ruach, Homei the Kosha. Not that they couldn't listen because they were out of breath, it's a different shot. The Bnei Yisrael didn't want to hear the Shtikul Torah, that they're going out earlier, because of Koytze Ruach, Avoy the Kosha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so Kol Shekhin Par is not going to listen to the Cheshbon. Rabbi Yonasan Aibish, it says that Avoid the Kosha means Avoid the Zorah. The Klal Yisrael were in the Memtes Shari Tumah of Avoid the Zorah. And that's why Leishamuel Moshe may Avoid the Zorah. Is Alachas Kama Vakama Pari was Erez Alein Ashtik Avoid the Zorah. Das Avada, Avoid the Kal Vachomer, if the Bnei Yisrael are not listening, may Avoid the Kosha, while they say, Ein Gizapt in Avoid the Zorah, Eichish may any Pari was Erez Bechetze in Avoid the Zorah. Now Moshe and Aaron are sent to go to tell Paroi to let the Yidden out. Pasuk says, then it's a whole arichus of Shevet Ruvain, Shimon, and finally Levi, and then singles out, it gets to Amram, Yecheved, to get the Iker to be Meyachas, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana. The Aaron ben Shalosh Ushmoinim Shana Bedabram al Pari. Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old and Aaron is 83 years old when they're standing in front of Pari. There's an interesting kasha the Achroinim ask. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when he came to Pari. And this is before the story of the 10 Makas is happening. We're starting the Seder Advarim of that. And it took a full year. All the 10 Makas, there was each time Hasra and Hafsaka. And the Chayra was a ganze yar. It's in the first Mishnah in Idiyas. Mishpat Bnei Mishpat Hamitzriim was Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mishnah in Idiyos gives a list of things that took 12 months. One of them is Mishpat Mitzrayim was 12 months. So Moshe Rabbeinu here is 80 years old when the story is starting, and then the Mishpat of Mitzrayim took a year. We know that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years. As they state, Mekama Pesukim, Bnei Yisrael Achol Es Hamon Arboim Shana by Midbar. Other Pesukim also, the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, and we know that at the end of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and he tells the Klal Yisrael. And the numbers don't match up. We're missing a year. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, Ba'omdo Lifnei Paroi, when the story is starting. The Mishpat Mitzrayim takes a year. 40 years in the Midbar adds up to 121. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ben Meyev Eshem Shono Anoichi Ayoim. It's a great Sakasha Asachach Rayim Asked. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Hagoyis and Zvochim, in the Hagoyis Yaibitz and Zvochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, asks the Kasha, and he says that the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. It says 40, it means round it off, 39 years. Sach, Kasha Satem, it's a gross Achidish. The Meraglim was 40 days, connected 40 years. Maybe the Meraglim was only 39 days. So Asach, problemin, but that's his gang, that the Yidden were in the Midbar for 39 years. A big Ufreis of Achidish. The Chassam Sofer and Shuva on this Kasha wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu really was 79. When it says Shmoinim Shana, it means he was entering his 80th year. Really, he was only 79 when he's under Lifnei Paro. And another pshat that some Achrayim want to go with is, you have to work it out, that maybe the Makis and this story when Moshe Rabbeinu was under Lifnei Paro, it was taka very close to Moshe Rabbeinu's 80th birthday already. More than that, they want to make a cheshbon. This is Gorb Mitzamtzem. We're going to see the sheetahs now of how long the 10 Makis took. Pashas, it was a year, we'll see. But maybe it was Zayin Adar Aleph, and Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, and from the entire story of the Makis is from Zayin Adar Aleph till Tesvav Nisan. It's very mitzamtzim, a little bit over 2 months, and to try to make everything shtim in there. But that's about the kasha. How could he be 80, Arboim Shana Minidbar, and also the year of the Makis itself? We'll have to see Behemshech and the Cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibushter tells him, the mate that you already turned into a nochosh, take with you now, and you're going to be market on the mayim. What's the adgosh of the mate that you already did with the nochosh? So there's a pshat from that floor. The emes is Moshe Rabbeinu's mate did a moir de ufrais. It ate the other matos, which is a very interesting zach that a mate eats another mate. The Mitzrayim wanted to lower down the Utsma, the power of that nace, and they said the emes Moshe Rabbeinu's mata was really a nochosh. He made it look like a mata, and about it, it looked that a mata ate the other matas, but the etzim b'mahus it was really a nochosh, and that like still a moir de gazach, but it tones it down a little bit. They say the nochosh can eat things. The Eibushter says v'hamata asher nepach lenochosh, the mata that you took that turned into a nochosh tikach v'yadecha and now hit the mayim. There's a cloud that by kishif, when it touches the water, it becomes ois. Kishif makes something bedinyan look like something else. But when it comes to water, then it goes back to its original metzias. So Moshe Rabbeinu, this is going to be bozeh v'gila alzeh. The Eibush is telling you, not stam, take the mata that you're going to hit the water with, but not stam. It's the mata that was nepach l'nochosh. Zomanisht Einred and the Mitzvah are saying that it was really a nochosh b'mahus, and that's what was able to eat the other matas. No, it's going to be clear now that b'mahus, it's a mata and not a nochosh, and it's megala now that the nace earlier was taken bigger. Now, in the cheshbon of the makos here, you have the Medrash brings down a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, whether each makah was for 7 days, and then there was 23 days of hefsik, hasra and hefsik, until the next makah. And the Seder of Ram was the makah lasted for 7 days, and there was 23 days of hafsaka. Or faker, there was 23 days each makah, and 7 days of afsaka. And the Medrash speaks out first. The pasuk says over here, "Vayimale shivas yomim achre hakoyis hashemes hayor," and then it brings the story of the tzvardim. Zok the Medrash first. The machloikas tanoim is shivas yomim means the 7 days of the makas tzvardei of the makas dam. Well, no, the makas dam was 23 days, and it was the 7 days of the afsaka in between. And then we're going to start handling the makas tzvardei. The Achrayim asked that it's Mefurish. The Medrash is saying Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia. If all the makas was 7 days with a 23-day afsaka or fakert, the makah of Choshech certainly was only 6 days. So I saw there's many pshatim in this, but I saw a very big chiddush in the Feitoyer in the Medrash. One of the Mefurishim in the Medrash, he says no. Like the man the Omer that the makah was 23 days, Choshech was also was that amount of days. By Choshech, we know that it went in stages of three. So we know it went only 2 stages of 3. We don't like the mandam that it was each makah was 7 days. So it went 3 days and then another 3 days. Like the shita that it was for 23 days, it was taka 8 sets of 3. It was taka longer. Now this cheshbon, if you go that the makas were a chodesh each, it still doesn't schlep at mamash to a full 12 months. But again, we do have the Mishnah in Idiot that says chamisha dvarim are shneimasar chodesh, and one of them is the mishpat of Mitzrim is shneimasar chodesh. We have a stickle of problem though, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah daf yud, but Rosh Hashanah batla avoidus aviseinu mi Mitzrayim uvenisan nigal. On Rosh Hashanah, the Yidden stopped having the avoid the kasha, and in Nissan they were nigal. So what does it mean that on Rosh Hashanah they stopped working the avoid the kasha? The story of the Ten Makis started already a full year before, so that it was started the Nissan before. Why did the Shibud only stop by Rosh Hashanah? It could be that maybe during the first few Makis they were still part of the Shibud. Nish Mukhrach. I'm spelling it back to the Chazals and see what we could do. We have a Mishnah that Mishpat Mitzrim is Yud Beis Chodesh. That's a Mishnah in Idiot. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the Shibud stopped in Rosh Hashanah. Could be during the first few Makis there still was a Shibud. But it's a big Machloikis in the Mefarshim sign, the Rishayim in Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of the Mefarshim Mishnah in Idiot, in the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Tos Yontif, and the various Achroinim had to stem the two things. The Chassam Sofer comes out with an interesting pshat. He wants the Taka say that the Makis started by Rosh Hashanah. Mishpat Mitzrayim means something else, but the Makis started Rosh Hashanah, and he even makes the Cheshbin. Makis Dam was Tishrei, and each time he said the Makis started on Rosh Chodesh, again, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, at 7 and 23, or 23 and 7, but each one was a Chodesh. He comes out of Cheshvan, was an Ibriar that year, but he says like this, so Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Ador, gets you to Borod, Chodesh Nisan is Arve, and Makis Choshech already was like, it's rushing things up. Arve was the beginning of Nisan, then from Nisan, from Zion, Nisan was already Choshech, V'chulek. He comes out with an interesting cheshbon lefizeh. He says, there's a kasha, why did the Chartumei Mitzrayim not do dever? We know that they did dam and tzvardeya, and then by Kinnan they couldn't do it. They said, etzvah lekimi. Orav, he says, you know, what are they going to make as a matzah? But he says, why didn't they do dever? He has a cheshbon that dever came out was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and according to the cheshbon of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he has it worked out that Rosh Chodesh Shvat was on a Shabbos, and he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Samachay that Kishef Machers can't do things on Shabbos, and that's the cheshbon why the Chartumim weren't able to do Dever, quote, based on his cheshbon that it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat Shechal B'Shabbos. Right now is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. This year is Rosh Chodesh Shvat Shechal B'Shabbos, and the Maimar Amuskar, the Olim should know that Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a very, very important day. Avad Etzem Achleikis Beishami and Beishilo. If it's Rosh Hashanah Lilonis, according to Shitas Beishami, it's Mamish. It's the day of all potential from Ki Adam Eitz Asada, all kinds of Eitzema, but Ki Adam Eitz Asada Oichet, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis, Rosh Hashanah Vasmekana, when the potential comes out. And it's important to know, whenever there's a date in the Torah, it has a Cheshivas. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, spoke from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Vayi, Barboim Shana, Ba'ashti Osro Chodesh, Ba'echel Lachodesh, Hoyo Moshe Dibar Askar, Dibar Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Sefer Devarim, the whole Musar of Sefer Devarim, the whole Mishnah Torah of Sefer Devarim, is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's a Heilige Tarich. Kedai Tzu Oysnatsen. Yeah, there are other sheets also, you have to know how to work it out, but that's the basic Yiddish, that the Medrash has the Machlokes Tanaim if it's 7 and 23, the Mishnah and Idiot that it was for 12 months, the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that it started on Rosh Hashanah, and how to work it out. A little bit Protius into the Makis. It says by the Makah of Dam that it only for the Mitzrayim was Makah of Dam, not for the Yidden. And the Emes, a lot of Rishonim learned that, most Rishonim learned that, come out all the Makas except the Kinim. Kinim is a big tumult. If there was Kinim also, by Yia Kinim b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. If there was Kinim by the Yidden, just they didn't suffer from it. The Ibn Ezra writes that Dam Tzvardei also was by the Yidden also. Right? Kedavah Pashat. But most of the learned it wasn't. And the Matzah was such that if a Mitzri was gonna need Dam, he would have to go buy it from the Yid. How much did it cost? So brought down in the Medrash. Pasha, you learned maybe they charged, you know, a richer mitzvah, they charged more. He said, no, it didn't go, and it wasn't some charging, it's when it's going to turn back into mine. It's a mitzvah that the Eivish to make. It wasn't lefi ha'oni lefi anioi and ha'osher lefi ashirusoi. It was lefi rishusoi. The price the mitzvah had to pay until the dam, nocha rubel, nocha grush, was kifi rishusoi. Not kifi ashrei. Maybe there was also a financial factor also taken into the cheshbon of Ezrich, but the medrash says that kifi the rishis was the amount that it had to be paid for that the dam should turn into mine. Now it says that the chatumim also were going to try to do the makos. Now there's a diak. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when they originally did the tanin that the matam Moshe turned into a nachash, they did it bilahateim. And later on, when they do the dam and the tzfardeya and attempt unsuccessfully to do the kinim, it says they did it with bilateim, without a hay, bilahateim and bilateim, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains is the difference between one is kishif and one is shadim. And there's a big arichas in the mafarshim. What's going on here? We'll say b'ktsora the mahalach the Beis Halevi says in the end of parshas b'shalach that there's a difference between kishif and shadim, and he says like this. Shadim brings things from one place to the other place. That's how they pull things off. There's no yesh me'ayin. That the Rebbeinu Shlom does yesh me'ayin. Shadim, when you use the power of shadim, you take something that was one place and you bring it somewhere else. Kishif is you can actually change something itself, but it's only a dimyon. It's not really changed. It looks like it's the other thing. So he says, by dam and tzfardeya, they couldn't do kishif. Like we already mentioned this klal, kishif doesn't work in a mayim. Water brings it back to its original state. This that kishif is going to make it look that it's something different won't work by mayim. And since by dam and tzfardeya it was by mayim, they couldn't use kishif. Why didn't... But they used shadim, and they brought the dam from somewhere else. When the kishif machas made dam, they brought it from somewhere else. When it came to Kinim is too small for Shadim. Shadim are not Shailat on something Pachas Mikasaira, so they weren't able to be Mabar the Kinim from Mokim Lamokim. So they went to Spal, Etzbele Kimi. Frek the Marsha, but why didn't they use Kishif? Hare Dam and Svardeya, they didn't use Kishif because the Mayim is going to turn it back to its Metzias. But why by Kinim couldn't they do Kishif? Shadim they couldn't because it's not Mabar Mimokim Lamokim Pachas Mikasaira. So there's various pshatim. I saw the Chizkuni says a pshat. There's another rule in kishif. Kishif doesn't work unless you're attached to the ground. If you're oimed ala karka, then you're able to do kishif. And since the whole Eretz Mitzrayim turned into kinim, so they weren't standing on the ground, and that's why they weren't able to do kishif. Elamai, let them do shadim. We already said shadim. It doesn't work on something pachas mikasayim. So I had a ha'ara. The Mitzrayim went to spall and they said, Etz Be'ele Kimi. They got on the spall. They said, we can't do this. Dam Tzfardeya they did with Shadim. And the Tanan they did with Kishif. But now they said, Etz Be'ele Kimi. His phylus, they don't understand how it was done. And the Emes, Abada, how did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't doing it with Kishif, it was Shadim. He was doing it with Yad Hashem. It was Taka, Etz Be'ele Kimi. Which, interesting, there's a lesson originally when Pari was mourning the Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Tnu Lachem Moifis. Says, the Noyim Alimelech. Tnu lachem moifes. Pari's telling them, give him some moifes. No, tnu lachem moifes. Because a kishif macher that knows that his tricks of the trade, when he does something, so everyone else that's looking says, wow, they're all nispal. But he's not nispal. But Pari was telling Moshe, you want to show that it's from the Rabbanu Shlom. Tnu lachem moifes. Do something that after you're going to do it, you're going to suddenly be nispal. Because it wasn't your trick, you don't have something up your sleeve, the Rabbanu Shlom came out. Tnu lachem moifes. Make a moifes that we're going to watch in your eyes. We're going to see, you're going to be nispal from it. As always, Dr. Naim Ali Melo. So here, the Mitzrayim are saying, by the Kinim, they realize, Etz Be'ele Kimi. So we're asking Akasha. The reason they weren't able to do Kishif is because they weren't attached to the ground. Because the Mitzrayim, it was all Kinim. When Moshe Rabbeinu originally made the Kinim, he was still standing on the ground. So what's the right? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with Kishif. The whole reason they couldn't do it with Kishif is because they had a Hapsaka Chatzitza. Oh, but when Moshe Rabbeinu did it first, he was still on the ground. Etz Shetach Gemach Mit Kishif. So I saw someone wanted to say, they took the kinim, they threw it on water, they wanted to see this. Teretz is poshet. Kishif, we said, is a dimyon. It really is not. It's really the original thing. Moshe Rabbeinu made kinim. He couldn't have done it with shadim. Shadim, it's too small. He said, maybe he made it with kishif. If he would have made it with kishif, that means it's still ground, it's still dirt. It looks like kinim, but it's only kishif. Be'emes, it's still dirt. Then there's no reason the Mitzrayim wouldn't be able to do it. They don't have a chatzitza from the ground. And they would still have been able to do it. So kum techois, from the fact, and it's meduik in the pasuk, from the fact that they weren't able to do it, not from the fact that they could do it, that Moshe did it. Moshe did it nishkan kunz. What Moshe did is not yet a raya, because maybe he did kishon. Oh, but they weren't able to do it. Why not? It's not water. What's staring us? Because there's a chatzitza. It's real kinim. How did he get real kinim here? It's too small to move from place to place. Echtik a kinim. It's not kishim. It's real kinim. It's a chatzitza for us. Homin zegizok, etzbel lekimi. And that was the maskona that the Chatumim Mitzrayim came to legabi the kinim. Now, they say etzbel lekimi. Some Sefer writes, Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, and Aaron was 83. 83 and 80 together is Etzba. And Miriam, we know, is 86. 3 years older than Aaron. That's 86 is Elikim. So Moshe and Aaron's age was Etzba, and Miriam's age was Elikim. Etzba Elikim. That's a remez that it was from the shlichas of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. After some of the makis, Moshe and Pari have a shakavataria. So first Pari says, fine, I'm asking, zivchu lelekechem ba'oretz. Stay in Mitzrayim and make, you want to make a zevach lelekim, do it in Mitzrayim. Vayem Moshe loy mochin lasis kein, kis tayavis Mitzrayim, nizbach l'shem alekeinu, we're going to shepsalach, which is the avodah zorah of the Mitzrayim. Derech shleishis yomim neilach b'midbar, v'zavach l'shem alekeinu. Now it's very interesting, you see this in the hemshech of the Seder. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask to go out free in Gansin. He sakko wanted 3 days, that they should go out for 3 days. What's this 3 days? It was a fake arai. Afterwards, Lamaisa, when they go out for the 3 days, they don't come back. Pari runs after them. So I saw once a pshat, had they said the etzem mitchila that they're going out for good, Pari would have never ran out of it after them. Shani was a late after it. And then Volishkimen can kriyas yamsev, and Havada this grace in Yonim and kriyas yamsev, hen mitzad the mapol of the mitzrim, and hen mitzad the zgalt of kriyas yamsev. But the Seder Adron had to be that Pari made up with them only to go out for 3 days, which is why he's going to chase after them. Otherwise, he's not going to chase out after them. But I saw there's another pshat that the Emes Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for 3 days. What's the 3 days? One pshat is that they would go out for 3 days and Taka have Matan Torah. They would have Matan Torah. Then they can go back to Mitzrayim. The Emes, the Golas Mitzrayim is 400 years. It wasn't Nismali, the Soyet. No, it couldn't be. There was Memtesh Ari Tumah. The Eibush had to create a new Metzias to take them out. Oh, but there's an Eitz over here. Let them go out for 3 days and either Mamash have Kabbalah Satoira and Ki Yadua, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Noch Kabbalah Satoira, Kemen Ois Kumen Afilu from the Nun Shari Tumah. Kemen Zogan Azanosach. So if there'll be a Matan Torah already, then they can go back to Mitzrayim. Or Bechlau, could be if they'll give a Matan Torah, then they'll be able to go back to Mitzrayim and not fall into the Nun Shari Tumah. Noch HaNusach. Or Bechlau, even if it wasn't a Matan Torah, an Andur Gedder. Or maybe, you know, Amol, Mitten Azman, sometimes you go away, Shabbos is Chaskos, Chveis. Come back with Frische Koiches. It's Noch HaNusach. They say, seriously, finding what was going on in the Shaka Vataria, that there was a Bakosha, and Lefi Emes, that's what happened in the Seder Advaram, that they asked for 3 days. What's the 3 days? So we're speaking out, other Volkiven Gor Matan Torah, and then they can go back to Mitzrayim. Val Sa'ad Menish the Nun Shari Tumah, or it would take a prevent the Nefilah to the Nun Shari Tumah. Or Bechlal, Stam, a Chizik, a Hafsaka, Liten Rabach, Benat Vekin. In the end, that's what they asked for, but then Avada, they ran out already for good. Ta'amru Uki Toy Vashem. Taka ran out in Gansin. By the Borod, the Eibush says a lashon when he gives the Asra, Ani sheleach es kol magifoisai. So Rashi says, Lamadnu mikan shemakas b'choyres shvula keneged kol hamakas. So the girsul of Finenu is that makas b'choyres is keneged kol hamakas. What's the shaykhis to makas b'choyres over here? We're holding by Borod. So someone to say it's a mistake in the gears. It said membeis, and it's lamagum ikan shemakas borod. Mem Beis, and someone changed it to Makas Bukharis, but really it said Mem Beis, Melamed Shemakas Borod. Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. I saw one shot that it's going on Makas Bukharis. Vos Retman Yetzvek in Makas Bukharis, it's the next week. But the shot is because the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav is a series, and there's a whole Indian in that, Bezunderish Mus, but Borod is the beginning of the Ba'achav, was come soon to the Makas Bukharis. Borod is, we're starting that Sidra of the Ba'achav. Aber that's one shot that it's going on Makas Bukharis. Another shot is that it's taka going on Makas Borod, or I saw either that the Mem Beis is Makas Borod, or there's a Girsi and Makas Batsoiris, because the Borod of Adam made a Batsoiris. The Goin says that it's taka going on Makas Borod, and the reason why Makas Borod is called Keneged Kol Magifoisai, because we know some of the Makas and some of the Oifanim, how the Eberster is Pereya Me Oivrei with Soinoy is with Eish. By Sdoim it was with Eish. Amolus b'mayim, the Mabul was b'mayim. Amolus b'ruach by the Dor HaFlogo, it was b'ruach. So you have Sdoim is b'eish, the Mabul is b'mayim, the Dor HaFlogo is b'ruach. By the Borod, and the Moshe by the other Makas, each one Dam Tzvadei was mayim, Arba was ruach, Shchin was eish. Borod was Kol Magifoisai. It was made from all the Markivim, from eish, mayim, and ruach. We're holding in mitten. The Makis, we know that it's split up, 7 Makis and 3 Makis, and there's other Cheshbonos of the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, aber oyse them that it's taka the weeks of Shoivim, but there's also a Bezundere Inyan, Avada, the Iker is Leil Tezvov, by Pesach, that would taka go out of Mitzrayim, aber going through these parshas also, yeah, there ain't a kermachana, Protis to Kiyatzias Mitzrayim, and Zol the Ezra Hashem Zol Mazoychazon, Ki Meitzeis Chomeres Mitzrayim, our end of the floor is Bezer Hashem.